Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 5, starting in verse 12 and ending in verse 26. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. In one of the villages, Jesus met a man with an advanced case of leprosy. When the man saw Jesus, he bowed with his face to the ground, begging to be healed. "Lord," he said, "if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said. "Be healed." And instantly the leprosy disappeared. Then Jesus instructed him not to tell anyone what had happened. He said, "Go to the priest and let him examine you. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy. This will be a public testimony that you have been cleansed." But despite Jesus' instructions, the report of his power spread even faster, and vast crowds came to hear him preach and to be healed of their diseases. But Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer. One day while Jesus was teaching, some Pharisees and teachers of religious law were sitting nearby. It seemed that these men showed up from every village in all Galilee and Judea, as well as from Jerusalem. And the Lord's healing power was strongly with Jesus. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a sleeping mat. They tried to take him inside to Jesus, but they couldn't reach him because of the crowd. So they went up to the roof and took off some tiles. Then they lowered the sick man on his mat down into the crowd, right in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the man, "Young man, your sins are forgiven." But the Pharisees and teachers of religious law said to themselves, "Who does he think he is? That's blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he asked them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven, or stand up and walk? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." And immediately, as everyone watched, the man jumped up, picked up his mat, and went home praising God. Everyone was gripped with great wonder and awe, and they praised God, exclaiming, "We have seen amazing things today." Once again, that was Luke chapter 5 verses 12 through 26 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Jesus is willing to forgive and heal us. The man with leprosy, like many people today, believed that Jesus could heal him, but he wanted to know if Christ was willing. Sometimes it seems that God is distant and does not hear our cries for help. But God hears every prayer. He loves us and is with us, even in our pain and struggles. He cares about our temporary healing, but his highest goal is that we understand who he is in verse 24. He wants to save each of us from our sin and separation. These stories show Jesus was willing to heal and touch a man with leprosy. People in that day were unwilling to touch lepers. Jesus touched and loved the least of the world. Some men brought their paralyzed friend to Christ by taking off the roof of a house. He healed the paralyzed man through forgiving his sins. This offended the religious leaders but revealed the character of Christ. He has authority to forgive sins. He is God. He is stronger than sin. With Jesus living inside of us, you are called to reach out to sinners and touch them with Christ's love. Do this together with other Christians so you don't fall into sin, but don't run away from sickness or sin. You are called to the mission of Jesus. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How has Jesus shown you who he is through your struggles? Who in your life needs the loving touch of Jesus today? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.